Hey y'all, I'm Myth, and I'm the weirdest bitch you know. This is my podcast. Hello, friends. We have an echo, but welcome to your full moon transmission from me, Myth, a mythic witch. I am here just to share a reading with you for this time. This one really snuck up on me. I've been just deep in my own work, in my own healing. I am really practicing a lot that I have learned over the years that I have, in some ways I've shared with others and I have practiced, but I haven't gone super deep with myself. So I'm feeling a lot of both is what it feels like. You know, I'm in this place, and I believe others are as well with this Libra full moon, where we're being asked to hold grief and abundance at the same time, which, you know, maybe that doesn't resonate, but lots of what doesn't resonate is leaving my life right now, and lots of new resonance is coming in, and I'm very fucking grateful for that. If you follow me on Instagram, you might see that the main thing I am doing right now that I'm sharing with everyone, every day I choose 5 things to share that I am grateful for. I needed something really simple to keep me on, you know, to keep my attention on what's working, what's happening, where I can place my energy, and that is in gratitude. And I know, you know, I don't have to make a long caveat about how gratitude is not everything. I think we know that. However, when I'm coming from this place of I'm enough, I have enough, I don't have to fix anything, you know, the things that aren't going well are more bearable. So, every day, sharing those 5 things is really helping me, and some of y'all are doing it too, and I love to see it. I really love to see it, because there are plenty of things that I have put my attention into that hurt me and hurt others, because you don't have to give every negative or every invitation that you're given, you don't have to give it your answer. You don't have to show up to every argument that you're invited into, or every, you know, when you're grounded and have boundaries, you realize you really do not have to go on the ride with anyone. And that is just a term I haven't really heard other people use, but someone can be having a hard time in your household or, you know, in your friend circle, and you can support them without going on the ride, right? Meeting them in overwhelm. And if you're a parent, this is such a great practice, such a great tool. I'm really lucky to, at this time, I'm able to practice a lot of the things that I have been learning over the years and sharing with others, but I'm going deeper in my own practices and my own healing. And I would say the last month or so, it's just been me working on me, and yeah, lots of things that do not resonate are making their way out, like I mentioned. So I'm happy to share this reading with you. It is a spread that I created, I guess, a couple years ago now, and I shared, it's my roots and soil spread. So essentially it looks like 5 cards, right, and a cross. And then we have 2 sort of advice cards, or rather than advice, they're just kind of things that you can keep in mind. Everything else in this spread is describing the energy, is maybe how I'll say it. What we're coming out of, where we are in this present moment, where we are in this present moment externally on the surface, where we are in this present moment underneath, what's sort of like brewing for us, and what we're moving into. So none of them are specifically things that we're not meant to do anything with this. It's all just information. So listen for what resonates for you. And then, yeah, this time I also pulled the two cards above the cross, and they are just here with where you can put your energy and your attention. So I'm going to start with that, right? What can you keep in mind in this time, especially this full moon time, which if you're looking at it from a tropical astrology lens, it is Libra, right? So holding both. We have the Nine of Pentacles and the Five of Cups. And I also, just to let you know, I'm using the Apparition Tarot for reference. So if you want to check it out, I'll have an image of this spread posted on Patreon as a public post. But if you find value in these transmissions, I would love for you to subscribe, because it is how I afford my bills and stuff. So thank you. Okay, on to the messages. So we have, for where to put our energy, we have the Nine of Pentacles and the Five of Cups. And this duality, right, this is very much, you know, maybe you're feeling it. There's a lot of energy around this time, right? You might see people having meltdowns. You might be having a meltdown. And there's really no, I'm not saying this to make anybody feel ashamed or feel like, you know, you shouldn't express your feelings. I just want to encourage you not to bleed on people that didn't hurt you, and to hold space for yourself. It doesn't mean you have to isolate, but look at your environment. What is here that can support you in your grief that you may be dealing with? Or if you notice other people going through it, right? How can you be supportive and also grounded? I think of the Nine of Pentacles as this card of like grounding in the place where you are, right? Being outside in my yard to me is very Nine of Pentacles. It's like my space where I can, if I need to cry and I need to, you know, give my hurt to the earth, I can. As cheesy as that may sound to some of you, it sure fucking works, right? Bare feet in the grass, you know, that is the way that I try to wake up. Before I check my feed on any of my socials or get wrapped up in the daily news, I try to see the sun and get my bare feet on the fucking ground. And Five of Cups tells me that, you know, if you are feeling like, I'm not sure what's wrong, but I'm grumpy or I'm sad or I'm feeling whatever, you know, we're in this space of collective grief. You may have your own personal individual tragedies that you're trying, you know, that have happened over the last few years or before, that maybe there's still some tears in the chamber. And I say cry. Let that out in a healthy way. You know, if you have practices that can support you, reach for them. But if you don't, you can also, you know, find ways to hold both gratitude for what's here and is available, Nine of Pentacles, but also holding space to actually grieve the thing that is lost. You don't have to add a silver lining to everything. You don't have to have a spiritual reason behind everything. You know what? If everything happens for a reason, even if that's true, I find that to be such a shitty thing to hear when you are deep, deep, deep in a depression or deep, deep, deep in a space of loss, okay? When you have lost something precious to you, the last thing that I want to hear, at least, is everything happens for a reason. This is actually one of the most violent things you can hear, because it's like, you're telling me God or the universe made this happen, you know? Regardless of if that's true, that is not an affirmation that is very empowering for most people, at least for myself. So, you know, sometimes everything happens for the reason that humans make mistakes, that we, you know, we're doing the best we can with the tools we have, but we don't have many good tools, right? Sometimes things happen because shit sucks. So trying to intellectualize why right now, I'm just saying, like, I would avoid trying to figure out anything at this moment and just hold space for the feeling. Be in the moment, feel the feeling, and if it helps you to write about it or intellectualize it later, that's fine. But just, I really, as someone who does this constantly, I almost want to say, like, set aside time where you don't think about it, where you're really just processing, like sitting there and processing, or laying there and processing. And this is, I'll say, if you can go outside, it is so much easier to do when there is sunlight and there is, you know, a bumblebee near you. Okay, on to what we're moving out of. What I am seeing here, what we're moving out of, we have the King of Wands. So when I say we're moving out of it, I'm not saying, oh, we're done with this lesson, we're gonna discard, let go of the King of Wands. No. In a lot of ways, we've sort of been forced to grow. We've been forced to choose ourselves, or we have at least had that invitation, right? King of Wands. On this version of the card from the apparition deck, it's a hand with a plant growing out of it, like a vine. It's like you've found a way. You found a way to survive and really come into your power in a way where you're like, wait, I know who I am. And any place where you were not living in alignment with who you are or who you're meant to become, right? This is, I believe, that idea that, like, things that do not resonate are being let go of, and things that do resonate, you're actually calling them in by acting from your integrity and from your values rather than for approval. And I think this was highly unconscious, right? For a lot of people, we didn't realize that that's what we were doing. But now that you have kind of been through this, I don't want to say transformation, just been through, you know, a squeeze is what it feels like. You've been forced to sort of unhand the things that are not working for you. Well, you've gotten it, right? You got the message. You've gotten some recent lessons that have forced you to level up in a way. And now, in this present moment, we have Knight of Cups. So basically, walking with compassion. Walking with compassion, moving slowly, okay? When you're in survival mode, everything feels urgent. It's right now. Now, now, now. Move, move, move. I have to keep moving, because if I don't, right? It's this trauma cycle. So we can have, Knight of Cups, compassion for the people around us who are still on that timeline, who are still, you know, walking around with nervous systems that are so overloaded, they can't, I don't know how they're even hearing me, right? If that's you and it's like you can't even pay attention, right? Like, you have my empathy, truly, because I've been there and I understand, and I'm still, personally, I'm slowly still noticing places where I'm extremely tense. Or moments where it's like, why am I in a rush right now? Everything's fine. I don't have to run. I things are not as pressing and don't have to be as immediate as I thought, right? And so Knight of Cups, be compassionate with yourself if this is you. Be compassionate with others and realize, especially during this full moon time where people are acting out, where you might act out, right? It's not so much about control, okay? Actually, I'm hearing we are really meant to let go of control. Not the surrender energy of hanged one, right? Not surrendering, but so much, but not trying to control others, right? And this is a conversation I had with someone recently, a few people, where they're like, well, if everybody would just act right, I could. And it's like, no, we cannot control everybody else to act right so that we can be in a certain way. It's just not realistic. And it's also not our job to fix other people. It's our job to heal ourselves and act from our integrity. That's it. And of course, we have other responsibilities that can make this feel more difficult, right? But Knight of Cups, just straight up, have compassion for people when you see, you know, you don't have to take the invitation to any argument at this time. You don't owe anybody. There's many things that we do owe each other, right? We owe each other compassion. We owe each other giving a shit about material conditions, and we owe each other care, genuine care. We do. However, you do not owe anybody just inviting you into an argument, making baseless accusations about you. You don't owe them your energy. You just fucking don't. And it can be difficult the deeper we are in with friendships with people that believe that they have a right to tell us what to do. And the reason that comes up, friendships or family, this is something that happens so often in family. We're all sort of tiptoeing around each other, appeasing each other, but nobody ever feels safe enough to say what's actually happening for them internally, right? So Knight of Cups, I see as this invitation to create, not safe space, right? Because I don't think safe space is a real thing. I think relational space. And I have read somewhere about this, so if you know where it is, please let me know, because I never mean to, you know, just take a term and not attribute it. But you can signal safety to other people, but as far as public spaces online and in person, there's just, we're people. Some people act up and do wrong and hurt others, and we can't control other people. We can only be accountable for ourselves. So that is what I hear here with Knight of Cups. Above Knight of Cups, we have Knight of Pentacles. This is what's happening externally, right? We're getting our shit together. We're getting in an order. And again, I hear move slowly. If you feel like you're in a rush, you're not going to do as good of a job. So if you're in that survival mode, right? And I've given readings while in survival mode. I've set my shit aside to do it, but I'm realizing how even if that reading turned out fine, it was so detrimental to me, to my own energy. I have nothing left. So it's very important that to be grounded and grounding ourselves. This is part of it. This is something I am actually learning to do more holistically. It's like I understood the concept of grounding and I've been practicing, but here lately I have, and I won't shout him out because I didn't even ask if he's cool with it, but I have a friend who's really teaching me one-on-one and helping me with this, because it's very, anyway, it's been taking time, you know, for me to fully practice it. And Knight of Pentacles here, it's a to-do list on this version of the card. Knight of Pentacles. It's three check marks and then the goddess Artemis with a bow and arrow and a pentacle. And on the rider deck, you know, the one that you most likely have seen in the tarot, it is a knight holding a pentacle, moving slowly, or maybe even standing totally still. And I like that because with the Knight of Cups here in the center, right, that's our present moment, Knight of Cups, and Knight of Pentacles is the external thing that's happening, right? I feel this alignment here where it's like we're coming into our own safe space that we create for ourselves. And from here, we can actually get shit done. We can actually conquer the things that felt like they were so difficult to finish, because we're slowing down, we're getting grounded, and we're coming into alignment with ourselves, right? If shame was a tool that worked for, you know, the self, it would have worked by now. A lot of us use shame to get things done and to manipulate and control other people. And we can do this really unconsciously because it's been done to us so much. It is very hard to get out of that. I won't say it's hard, okay? Because I'm really trying to work on labeling things as hard when they don't have to be hard. It's just that shame is our blueprint in a lot of ways. A carceral approach is the blueprint, because maybe that's how we were handled. And even if we weren't raised with that, we still get messages over culturally that shame is effective. And it does work. I mean, it breaks people down and it scares them. And we try to use it on ourselves at times to make sure we get things done. But how do you feel after that? You know, it doesn't work. It feels like creating from a place where you're in this is the image that's coming through for me, trying to create something from a place where you're squeezed really tightly in a little box. I think of myself in my body squished in a tiny little cardboard box and trying to get anything done. You can't write a story from that position. At least not a story that I'm proud of, that I want to share with other people. So underneath these knights, right, in this present moment, under the Knight of Pentacles and the Knight of Cups, so it's our emotional and our material world coming into this harmony, under there we have the Judgment card and it is reversed. So it's like what I am hearing is that we have been in this waking up process for a while. Maybe the last lunation, since this last new moon to now, we've been waking up. And it might feel like, oh wait, we got it. We got the answer. Now we know what to do. And in some ways, that's very true. Like, we have now vital information that we did not have before, and that is going to change the course of everything. The way that we interact with the world, the way that we go forward in our paths, and go inward in our path. But what I'm hearing is it's just not done yet. So do what you need to do, to be grounded and to protect your energy. And be aware that there are more ways that we're going to be probably surprised. And frankly, the calls coming from inside the house, judgment reversed. It's just this sort of energy beneath the surface of everything. Excuse me. And it's just not one and done. And that's really how awakenings, you know, there's a lot of different things that we mean when we say awakening. But for me, a lot of times there's an epiphany, but it's not done, because it's like once you get that epiphany, right? Once you figure out that missing piece of information, and it's that aha moment, eureka, right? Then for a while, there is this unweaving that has to happen, right? There's this, oh yeah, and then there's that, oh yeah, and then that's why it's like this, right? Other parts of your life start unraveling, but in a good way, right? Like you're able to see all these other threads that you didn't know were connected. So there's a part of me that just loves this, because when you feel stagnant for a long time, it's really nice to just be able to, you know, get, finally see the writing on the wall and get clear. Yeah, getting that clarity with yourself where it's like, oh yeah, here's what I've been missing. If you hear my kiddo in the background, sorry about that. It's my Nana's birthday and she's 88 today. She's an Aries and we're having a good day, but I just stepped away so I could make this transmission. And with that said, the energy we're moving into is Hierophant. And in this deck, the Hierophant is beautiful. It is a scroll of stars. You can hear him in the background. Sorry about that. There's this scroll of stars with a plant growing next to it and these eyes in the clouds, in the land, in the sky. I really love it. I love it because I think that it's pretty relevant that we're moving into a place where we're able to look at what is already laid out, right? Yes, it's discovery, but we're discovering more about our own roots. We're discovering more that has already been here, right? I was saying that our blueprint might be laced with shame, but as we are developing our new blueprints, right, our new guidance, our map for where we're going to go next or how we're going to move differently, a lot of that's really not new information. Some of it might come from an elder or a guide or a mentor or straight up just the land, right? Listening to the land, talking to trees, talking to plants, and just seeing what is available for you without having to, you know, dig too deep. Sometimes I personally overcomplicate my life and I want there to be some esoteric, like deep truth somewhere, but it's like sometimes the signs, you know, the synchronicities are right on the nose, and that's not a problem. That's not, that doesn't cheapen it in any way. In fact, the simplicity of what is available in this time that we're moving into is part of, it's partially because I think we're just so overloaded with information and overwhelm that if it's not simple and hitting us in the face, we're gonna miss it. Because our attention span just collectively is not, you know, maybe not what it used to be. So pay attention as you're moving forward. If you've been looking for a teacher or you're just feeling ready, just try to remember that like your teacher may not have an Instagram presence. Your mentors might be people that you already know, or it might be people that you just would never expect, or people that don't identify as anything. Like some of my best teachers do not identify as witches. They do not identify as sorcerers, and it just doesn't fucking matter, because at the end of the day, at least this is how I see it, you know, my very Capricorn nature, it's like, does it get results? Am I, you know what I mean? Like, am I fucking healing? Yes. Okay. Well, all of the identity stuff, you know, there's power in naming yourself. There's power in choosing a name for yourself or a label for yourself. But at times, just speaking only for me, identifying as a witch can be quite limiting, because I am so much more than that, I'm realizing. And it's not that witch is bad. It's not that sorcerer is bad. It's not that, you know, the term mother is bad. None of those things are bad. But I think the message here that I'm coming to is just be careful not to limit yourself by the labels that you have chosen or labels that other people have chosen for you that you identify with. If it resonates, fabulous. But pay attention to what does not resonate anymore. Because when you're listening with every cell in your body, when you sit and listen to something like this, for example, listen with your body, okay? Don't just listen with your mind or your heart, and though that's great, of course. But listen with every cell of your body and see where do I feel that in my body? That is relevant information, and that can actually help to ground you as well. Like, where do I feel that? You know, maybe you feel it in your throat or in your butt. I don't know. I don't know. But this is going to be a short one, and I hope this echo hasn't been too terribly bad. I'm just sitting in a room away from my family so I can do this, but yeah, I do get that sense that there's just a lot, you know, there's a lot of drama here in this full moon, in this lunation, and we do have eclipse season coming up. The next time I talk to you, I will probably be talking about the eclipses and how I personally navigate them and how I, you know, recommend other people navigate them. But something you can start doing now is actively listening. And as you do, you can notice, like, where does my attention really need to be? And you can spot energy leaks. Though I do get that sense. A lot of us have kind of figured that out. You know, that was part of the awakening energy of judgment that we have been through and are going through. You're still seeing, like, okay, here's where I'm giving my energy away and I don't have to. So, okay, I love y'all. I hope you have a wonderful full moon and a great rest of your day. Bye. As always, if you found resonance here and value these full and new moon transmissions, I would love to have you on Patreon at patreon.com/sleepyhousehealing. I also have an Instagram, Sleepy House Healing, and a Twitter account where I am a mythic witch. Love y'all. Bye.